Have you ever noticed how many things, great things, always come in threes? How many things come in threes? For example, many literary epics are in trilogies, meaning three parts, like The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, or Dante's Divine Comedy, divided into hell, purgatory, and heaven. In Italian, Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. Even in the epic of Star Wars, we are now in the third trilogy of 9 episodes that all started way back in 1977. That was before I was even born. In the seminary, our homiletics professor said that every good homily has three parts, a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, the comedian George Burns once said, the secret to a good sermon is to have a good beginning and a good end, and to have the two as close together as possible. In horse racing, it's great to get a trifecta. Do you know what a trifecta is? That's to be able to predict the order in which the top three horses will finish, first, second, and third, win, place, and show. In basketball, a three-pointer is better than a two-pointer or a one-point free throw. On the other hand, you also have unholy threesomes, like money, sex, and power, or sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That, by the way, is why Catholic monks and nuns take the three vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, to counteract the effects of that unholy trinity. In church business, we often say that funerals come in threes. Lots of things come in threes, both good things and even some bad things. The number three seems to hold a pivotal place in the heart of humanity and in our history. It is sort of woven into the fabric of the cosmos. Today we celebrate the feast of the Ascension. Obviously, we know that Jesus today ascended into heaven 40 days after his resurrection. But this feast is also a subtle introduction to the Holy Trinity. What do I mean? Well, at the Ascension, it's almost as if Jesus steps back from center stage and tells the apostles to prepare for the coming of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Therefore, before he ascends, Jesus says, "Stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high." In other words, it's not enough that they know the Father and all that the Father did for the Jewish people in the Old Testament. And it's not enough to know Jesus and how he suffered and died and rose again. But now they must also learn to relate to the Holy Spirit, who will give power to the church. That is, the number three is not only important on earth, but it is also critical in heaven. Indeed, it defines God, because God is a holy trinity. Now, not all threes are so sacred or so serious. One day, a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead all escaped from jail. The sheriff and his not-so-bright deputy set off in hot pursuit. The blonde, the brunette, and the redhead found a barn and hid themselves in three potato sacks. The sheriff and the deputy entered the barn, and the deputy noticed the three large sacks. He kicked one of them, and he heard, "Meow." The deputy yelled back to the sheriff, "Oh, it's just a bag full of cats." He kicked the second one, and he heard, "Woof, woof." He yelled back to the sheriff, "It's just a bag of dogs." He kicked the third one, and he heard, "Potatoes." Oh, you guys are impossible. What am I going to do with you? Okay, that wasn't exactly an unholy trinity, but it wasn't a very smart trinity either. You know, our Protestant friends often ask us Catholics, have you been saved? Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Have you ever been asked that? And what do we Catholics do whenever we're asked that? Will we start to stutter when we try to answer that question, don't we? We don't know what to say, how to answer that. It's a great question, and it deserves a great answer. But I believe the question stops short of the relationship that Jesus really wants to have with us. In other words, Jesus doesn't just want to be our Lord and Savior. He doesn't just want it to be me and Jesus. He also wants us to have a living relationship with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. At the ascension, Jesus steps back. He steps back out of view, out of center stage, so that the Spirit can be center stage. Jesus says, in effect, you know the Father and you know me, but now you must learn to love the Holy Spirit. You see, if you do not know all three persons of the Trinity, you really do not know any of them. That's why for us Catholics, the best answer to the question, have you been saved, is the sign of the cross, made in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What do we do every time we walk into church? Almost instinctively, usually without thinking about it, we dip our hand into the holy water and we make the sign of the cross, and we should say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's how we are saved, with the cross and the Trinity. We touch our foreheads and we invoke the Father, so we know his ways and his wisdom, his plan and his purpose for our lives. And then we touch our hearts and we invoke the Son Jesus, so that we will love like he loves, and even love our enemies like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and the Chicago Cubs, because I'm a Cards fan. And then we touch our shoulders and invoke the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us to carry our crosses, which are usually too heavy to lift. You see, we know the number three is important, not only because of the three little pigs and the three stooges, Larry, Moe, and Curly, but because we are saved in the sign of the cross and in the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And we should never stutter to answer that question. When someone asks, have you been saved? In 1609, the poet John Donne wrote his famous holy sonnets, especially number 14, in which he pleaded, batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend, that I may rise and stand, o'erthrow me and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. You know, sometimes an unholy trinity like sex, drugs, and rock and roll make a home in our hearts. And it's not enough for Jesus to knock on the door lightly. We need the Holy Trinity to batter our hearts. Praised be Jesus Christ.